I've been talking about the end of human civilization quite a bit recently. And one of the reasons why human civilization is functioning as a suicide cult and will almost certainly destroy itself or give rise to the creation of systems that will destroy humanity, such as AI. The reason is because of this dynamic. IQs are dropping among the population at large through the great dumbing down, while at the same time, technology is moving forward. Technology that is constantly weaponized to carry out more destruction and more mass death, such as, for example, self-replicating vaccine payload technology. And that's because there's a subclass of very high IQ people who have no morals. And so they're willing to work for companies like Pfizer or Merck, or they're willing to work for the Department of Defense. They're willing to develop bioweapons. Hey, they're willing to work for Fauci, you know, one of the most evil mass murderers in human history. And so this combination is fatal. Again, the mass dumbing down of the people who vote, they are dropping IQ points almost by the week, it seems. Of course, it's because they're under attack with mass fluoridation, pesticides, herbicides. You know, cognitive disruption is very active in our society today. And so there are chemical weapons that are deployed against the masses in order to dumb them down. And those weapons are quite effective. Plus, of course, the collapse of the public school system and just the overall sense of apathy and convenience. Who needs to learn math today when you can just punch it in on your iPhone, right? And then you have the woke morons who have gone along with every government edict, censorship, vaccine mandates, escalation of war with Russia. You know, anybody that put a Ukraine flag as their logo on Twitter or Facebook is part of the suicide cult. They're the same people who put up LGBT flags, the same people who put up the vaccine symbols. These are just, you know, mass euthanasia participants, essentially. And they have no real contributions to humanity. And they have really no understanding of history, or even no understanding of the present. They don't know anything about the world. They are just programmable life forms. And sadly, this represents the majority of American youth, not the elder populations, or even middle age, but the youth are almost all woke at this point. And by woke, I mean retarded. And so they will go along with mass suicide because they believe in authority. They believe in government. They believe in war. They believe in big pharma at this point. They believe in mass obedience, compliance with appeals to authority. And that is a suicidal tendency. Those people throughout history who believe such things tended to die a lot more quickly than those who were skeptical. You know, those who were like, wait a second, maybe I should rethink this. I mean, the whole herd is jumping off the cliff. Maybe that's not a great idea. So it was actually the people who expressed dissent who are our surviving ancestors, people who thought critically about what's going on, people who did not blindly go along with the herd. But the herd has become very large today, and the herd is, of course, programmed to go along with everybody else, which is mass social conformity movement. And because we haven't had a lot of natural selection taking place for the last, you know, 100 years or so, this herd of oblivious woke morons has become very, very large in number. And they will be the first to be wiped out by what's coming. Now, there is a possibility. You know, we're on this trajectory of the total suicide destruction of civilization, human civilization on planet Earth. If we stay on this trajectory, there's no question whatsoever about the outcome. We will lose modern civilization. There will be some groups of surviving humans, but they will be thrust back into, you know, the 19th century type of existence. They will probably not have a power grid. They won't have computers. They won't have an internet. They won't have modern technology. They probably won't have refineries and fossil fuels and so on. So it's going to be a very difficult existence, but some people will still make it. There are some, tough people, even living in similar conditions right now in different places around the world. For example, the Amazonian Indians live in this way. The residents of rural Papua New Guinea live much like this right now. And I remember I visited families at high altitude in Peru and in Ecuador that were living like this with, horse-drawn plows or oxen-drawn plows and planting papas at high altitude, farms where they had no technology at all. So there will still be some humans that will survive, but civilization as we know it, along with billions of people, will not make it if we stay on the current trajectory. There is, however, a possibility that as the mass die-off begins, that enough of the stupid woke morons will be the first to die to the point where they will no longer control the majority in terms of government representation. And after that happens, there might actually be an opportunity for more rational-minded people to correct the course, to take control over whatever's left of various nations and prevent the worst outcomes of a total collapse. That is a possibility. But notably, that possibility does require a large segment of woke morons to remove themselves from the human gene pool, which they are busy doing, by the way. They're in a hurry to do that as fast as possible, lining up to take more vaccines, for example, mutilating their genitalia, cutting off the balls of their young child, whatever it takes to prune, the family tree, I guess. They're busy doing this, and they're taking chemicals, and they're exposing themselves to all kinds of toxins, and they will have no future of reproduction. And they're promoting war, and they think nuclear weapons are great. And so, they'll probably find themselves in these blue cities living with radiation fallout before very long. And that would be very interesting to see the look on their faces when, if they even manage to get pregnant, when they give birth to a, a nuclear radiation fallout mutant child that lives 2 minutes. And then who will they blame for that? When they're the ones who called for war and they're the ones who said nuclear weapons are great. But these people will have a day of reckoning at some point, and they will be shocked to discover that they have no future. No future in the human race, no future on planet Earth, etc. The truth is that the woke morons, they commit violence against themselves and against their children. They commit chemical violence against themselves with chemical castration, medications, gender-affirming surgeries, and other things that they tend to be involved in, a lot of toxins and poisons. So they're committing all kinds of violence against themselves. They will remove themselves from the gene pool in time. And their policies are so disastrous, i.e. pro-war, anti-police, pro-illegal immigrants, and so on, that their cities will be utterly destroyed, either through war or collapse. Because remember, the woke crowd also is completely opposed to combustion engines. So they are opposed to transportation, for example. They're opposed to farms and food. They think that farming is bad for the planet. They think that respiration is bad for the planet. And so these people will destroy themselves, but their cities will be overrun also with illegals. And the illegals will activate and will carry out a purge in the blue cities, going door to door, murdering people and looting their homes and taking everything of value, including food or jewelry or firearms or whatever they can find. And so this day is coming, and these are all policies that the woke morons support. And these are policies of suicide. So remember that 96% of LGBT took the bioweapons injections. 96%. That's incredible. That's more than 19 out of 20 people. So they will line up and take any bioweapon injection shot that's coming down the pike. And there are more coming. And they will be devastating. And in addition, again, they support policies of self-destruction. So there is a tipping point where enough of these woke morons off themselves to where they no longer have a voice in politics. That day is coming. It may be a few years off. It may be sooner than that. I don't know when that's coming. And like I said, there may be a little window of opportunity for more reasonable-minded people to then alter the course of total collapse of society and try to prevent, you know, the whole system from going down. I don't know if there's going to be enough time remaining in order to achieve that. I don't know if the woke morons will have already set things on such a course of collapse that there's no way to reverse it. You know, I really don't know. But I do think that this day is coming. Now, there's another factor to consider in all of this, which is, of course, the invocation of nuclear war with Russia. Now, the woke morons in Washington, D.C., which, of course, that describes most of the Biden administration, they are desperately trying to start nuclear war with Russia. Now, I ask you, which targets will Russia nuke in America if a nuclear wave of missiles is unleashed? The answer is obvious. They will nuke blue cities. Why? Well, I mean, most cities are blue, for one thing. But that's where the population is. That's where the infrastructure is located, especially financial infrastructure. It's in major cities. And also, in the case of Washington, D.C., that's where the political infrastructure is located. Russia will not expend nuclear weapons nuking rural farmland across America. They will not nuke rural counties except in the cases where there may be missile silos buried in the ground. By and large, Russia, if it does nuke America, it will nuke blue cities. And remember, they have submarine-launched ballistic missiles and enough nuclear submarines right now where they could hit America with 1,000 warheads in just a few minutes, anywhere from 2 minutes along the coast to maybe 4, 5, or 6 minutes inland. So yes, they can strike Chicago, they can strike Denver, you know, they can strike cities anywhere in the United States. But they will take out cities first. This will, of course, eliminate the woke morons who are themselves highly destructive to America. And it's almost like you wonder if they will applaud Russia nuking them because they're such suicide lunatics. Like, they just want to die anyway and they want to destroy America. So they'll probably be cheering as the nukes fly. But you and I, not living in these cities, we will have to live with the fallout. And that's going to be devastating. And not everybody will survive that. And it will be difficult to survive. And, you know, food supplies won't exist for at least a year or two. But if you think about it, the survivors of that scenario are not going to be woke morons. They're going to be preppers, capable people. They're going to be people who aren't afraid to work, people who know how to get things done, people who know how to plant food, grow food, protect food, people who know how to use firearms, for example, people who are very capable of surviving under difficult circumstances. Those people are the opposite of woke morons. And so, as a result, America being nuked by Russia will have a very strong effect at altering the composition of the mindset of survivors. You won't have woke survivors. Not very many at all. You'll have hardcore, you know, survival mindset survivors. And those people tend to have more of the mindset of the original colonists upon which America was founded. And it's only with that kind of mindset do you have a future as a nation. Interesting dynamic, isn't it? It goes in cycles. And so this is a massive historic cycle playing out right now, where the idiotic, apathetic, woke-tard morons, they will put things into play that will destroy themselves, thereby allowing those who are not woke to inherit the future of the country, if there's even enough left to inherit. So that's my analysis of where this is all headed. Obviously, we don't wish for any kind of violence or mass death of any kind, and I've been arguing to stop this for a long time. And I would much rather people survive and have America survive, and I don't want to see nukes fly at all. But this is what the woke morons in government and on social media, this is what they're all pushing for, and this is who's in charge of the State Department and in charge of the Pentagon, the woke morons. And they will probably get the nuclear annihilation that they're begging for. So when that happens, don't be anywhere near the woke morons, because they will be turned into radioactive ash in an instant. And all the nose rings that they wear will also be turned to ash at the same time, it turns out. So very dark scenario coming. Be safe, get prepared, and call for peace. Call for peace. I'm part of the anti-war movement. Now, while the woke morons are all pro-war, unbelievable. All right, take care.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And if you'd like to take advantage of our Father's Day sale event at our store, healthrangerstore.com, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day, and you'll see all the specials we have here for Father's Day, beginning with our knife series, which is all back in stock. And these are amazing knives. We co-designed these with Dawson Knives, and they use the MagnaCut alloy, which is highly corrosion resistant, but yet holds an edge, is very sharp, very durable, but also flexible so that it doesn't shatter. It's really kind of a breakthrough material for knives. Those have G10 handles as well, super high end. Now, check out what I have on my desk. These are all products that we have back in stock. The toothpaste being the most famous, that you see the Groovy Bee toothpaste there? At the top, that we have 7 pallets of that the FDA tried to have incinerated. And through our attorneys, we were able to rescue the toothpaste. And one of our attorneys, a former FDA person, by the way, said they couldn't believe that the FDA was pulling some shenanigans on us to try to destroy our toothpaste. It's just incredible what they do. But we were able to rescue that. We've got it in our warehouse. It passed all our laboratory tests. It's incredible. It's a peppermint aniseed toothpaste. It's available now during our Father's Day sale event, along with many other products. There's, show my screen. There's the toothpaste right there, the Groovy Bee toothpaste. Yay, we, you know, rescued from incineration. They wanted to put it in ovens, man. Okay, now we also have mouthwash. We've got, see everything on the desk? All kinds of different mouthwash flavors. We have the Castile liquid soap, and there on the left-hand side, we've got the magnesium deodorant with baking soda as well, and the silver first aid gel, which is made from Texas rainwater, and then we make colloidal silver out of that using silver plates and a system that I actually engineered, and we do our own colloidal silver that way. We've got numerous products on sale right now during the Father's Day sale event, healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day. It's good until Sunday night at midnight. And if you purchase $199 or more, that's $199 or more, you get a free gift here, which is a free Silver Fresh liquid deodorant with magnesium and baking soda. And we do have plenty of those to include for free. So check out all the available items. We've got, look, a backup food supply. What dad doesn't want a survival ranger bucket set and some kick-ass knives? For the end times, you know, zombie thrashers. You can get this for your dad or your granddad or a dad that you know who's a dad. You can get all these products. They're available now, healthrangerstore.com. Many of them are on sale. Just put in /Father's Day to see the whole selection. And thank you for your support. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for raising healthy, aware children who represent the future of the human race on planet Earth. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. Take care.